And yes, it is Cowboys-Eagles week, Sunday night at the Death Star, the rematch. And for Cowboys-Eagles week, it's a tradition here on this show that we eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio just to see what they're talking about. They're usually talking about the Cowboys and Eagles, and their morning show that we always listen to is called the Touchdown Brothers. So, Jerry, you want to bring them in and let's see what they're talking about.
The old Miss team that now has two losses.
Right.
And yet they're ahead of, you know, they're sitting there in number four. So it begs the question, if LSU loses this weekend, undefeated LSU loses to Alabama, do they even fall out of the top four?
Yeah,
if it's a close ball game, I would say no, considering one loss Alabama and who they lost to has kept them in the top four.
That's a good point there. What was I supposed to ask him? I forget.
Well, just say goodbye to him. It's over. We got to say goodbye to him.
We're up against it already?
Yeah, we got to get going.
Sorry about that. Man, do appreciate the time. You're always great.
All right, guys. Hook him.
All right, Brian Jones.
What did he say at the end there? Hook him?
No, he said book him. Must have been book him. Yeah, like Dragnet.
Boy, that's a real updated reference. Yeah. Dragnet. What are you doing? Talking
updated.
Dragnet.
The Dragnet.
Who cares about Dragnet? Cares about right. That's the last time we have a Dragnet fan on the line.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay?
I'm taking a step further. Who cares about college football? It's time to talk about the National Football League.
All right, Jimmy Amendola, Tony Ragu, we're going to talk about the National Football League because we are the Touchdown Brothers.
The Brothers, and it's Cowboy Week, everybody.
Cowboy Week.
Has this not been the greatest NFL season ever? The Cowboys are 2-5. They've lost 5 in a row.
Suck. 5 in a row. I think they've lost like 50 in a row.
Maybe it's 50. I don't know. I lost track. I know, you know, they've proven something this year.
What did they prove?
There are actually two quarterbacks on earth that are worse than Tony Romo.
Oh, bada bing.
The Brandon Wheaton. Oh, please tell me. He's in
horrible.
The NFL?
He's horrible.
He's terrible.
He's barely in the NFL.
And then there's the clown, Matt Castle.
Matt Castle, please. I hate to say it to the Cowboys, but Castle, man, when you took Castle, you got rooked.
That's funny, man.
As
You're
long
funny.
As we're talking chess, we should talk about the queen. Tony Romo still pretending his little shoulders hurt. The chess
the
and
queen
Tony
Romo.
And queen.
Man, that's funny, man. That's really funny. You're a funny guy.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're funny. Well, you're funny when you talk about, you know, the Cowboys and stuff, and you say things like that about Tony.
Yeah, but I'm trying to understand here. What's so funny about me? I mean, what do you mean? What do you mean I'm funny? Like a clown?
You're funny when you said that about Castle.
I'm here to make you laugh. I'm here to amuse you.
Well, yeah, we do radio together. I mean,
I want to know what's so funny about me. What's so funny about me?
Well, I mean, just the way you tell the story, you know?
No, I don't know.
I mean, it's just the,
I'm just busting your balls.
You got me going, man.
I'm just busting your balls. Look at you, man.
I thought you were reaching for a gun or something, man.
You're having your heart palpitations.
No, totally. Don't weird me out like that again, man. Jeez.
What do you mean, weird you out?
You're not going to get me again. All right, back to the game. Back to our list, by the way, in the 8 o'clock hour. We're talking about our list of best quarterbacks in the NFL. Do you go Brady first, then Bradford,
or do you go
Bradford, then Brady?
I don't know. It's very hard. You know, let's be honest, there's an argument that you can make that Brady may be number one.
Yeah, it could be. Could be. We'll take some calls on that in the next hour. And then the other thing is, do you ever get sucked out of a player? I mean, DeMarco Murray, he sucked when he's a Cowboy. He obviously still sucks. He's done nothing for this team.
Look at him. He's still a Cowboy.
Yeah,
His loyalty lies with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think he's like an operative.
I know.
He's like spying for the Cowboys.
Yeah, he's like ISIS, but for the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's what DeMarco. He's like ISIS in a uniform. Oh, man, the Eagles are going to kill him on Sunday.
All right. Are we ready to do it?
Let's do it,
Let's do it. We're going to go to the phones here and your crazy Eagles feedback on the phones. Let's start off first with Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing today?
I've been doing really good, Sal.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. You know I love your shows and stuff. But I'm not in a very good mood this morning and stuff because guess what? My mom made me take down my Jaworski posters.
What? Oh, Jaws! No way, man! That's terrible!
Why would you take down Jaws?
That's what I said to her, and she says she wants me to grow up. I said, I'm already grows up. I'm an Eagle fan.
Yeah, right, that's right. You tell us, Al. You tell her, man.
She know?
Anyway, I was doing some mathematics because I'm good like that.
Yeah.
And I notice that Philadelphia has 3 victories and the Dallas Cowgirls have 2 victories. So that, to me, says Philadelphia's better. Do the Cowboys suck a what?
No! So
he's got science behind it, dude! Science! Hey, we're coming right back. We're going to have Justin Montemayor on for his weekly visit next.
Weekly?
That's coming up.
Justin's on weekly with those guys. All right, there they are, the Touchdown Brothers.